like to follow the sheets ahead of you, feel free.
Just start in Tadasana, spread those toes, feel nice and grounded through the feet, and then stand tall and bring your hands to your heart. Take a moment to come to your breath. So exhale, release your arms down by your sides. As you breathe in, reaching tall, maybe adding a little back bend if that suits you. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. And then reach up again, so coming to stand. Again, maybe adding a back bend, but then ensure your vertebrae are stacked one on top of the other. We're leaning to the right side, breathing into center. Exhale, over to the left side. Fabulous. Breathe in, reach tall. Melt again into forward bend. Again, reach for the sky as you stand tall. This time, bring your hands just above your heart, outstretched in front of you. We're going to twist to the right side to rotate the spine. Back to center. Over to the left side. And center. Wonderful. Let's breathe in as you open both arms. Lift the chin, open the heart. Exhale the hands forward. Reaching up on the in-breath, again a forward bend on the out-breath. Reaching tall again, standing high, exhale, hands to your heart. That's one round of the Egyptian sun salutation. Excellent. So again, breathe in, reaching tall. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Lovely. Reaching tall again, maybe adding a back bend. Stack your vertebrae then, let's lean to the right side, exhale. Inhale, center, reach as tall as you can be. Exhale, left side, fabulous. Breathe into center, forward bend again. Sweep those hands down, nose to knees. Breathing in, reaching tall, and then bring hands to your heart and twisting to the right side. Lovely. And over to the left. Wonderful. Breathe in, opening the chest, the heart. Release arms ahead of you and reach them tall on the inhale. Exhale, forward bend. Raising yourself up again. Hands to your heart. Beautiful. Let's take another round. Breathe in, reaching tall. So you can keep this nice and soft still. Forward bend, exhale. Reaching tall. Leaning right, exhale. Center, inhale. Left, exhale. Inhale, center, fabulous. Exhale, forward bend. Standing again, extending the arms ahead of you at heart height and over to the right side. Lovely, center, over to the left. Opening both arms, opening the chest and throat. Exhale, arms forward, then raise your arms up. Melt your hands into forward bend. Reaching tall again. Hands to your heart, lovely. And one more in your own time. You can use the sheets ahead of you if you need to. Tadasana, once you've completed that final round of the Egyptian sun salutation, and find your breath once more. Notice your feet grounded, a solid foundation. So just like the start of Surya Namaskara A, we're just going to forward bend and then extend the spine. Just two rounds of this practice. So as you breathe in, reach up with your arms. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, look up, hands on the shins or on the floor. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Melt again to the floor in forward bend. Looking up, inhale. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high and melt your hands into your heart center in prayer position. Fabulous. We're going to flow now through the standing postures and we're going to add a few down dogs and planks. So again, exhale, release arms down by your sides. Breathe in, reaching tall, maybe adding a back bend. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, look up, extend your spine. Step or jump back into a plank position. Now make sure the shoulders are over your wrists, maybe the hands just slightly ahead of the shoulders so the wrists aren't flexing too much. Push into your heels, squeeze the thighs together as though you're holding a brick between them. Wonderful. Keep the breath flowing in, energize the body with every in-breath. We're going to lift the tailbone now, come into downward facing dog. If you feel too long in your dog, adjust your feet. Again, we're going to take 5 breaths here. Again, nice and grounded through the hands, through the feet. Notice those toes spreading the weight also in the balls of your feet. Fabulous. Again, we're moving into plank position. So you may again like to step the feet back or the hands forward. Beautiful solid line from the shoulders to the heels. So drop that tailbone. But make sure there's no dip in the back at the base. Keep lifting the navel up towards your spine. And then we're going to ease to the floor. So you can either Chaturanga Dandasana down or drop to your knees, chest, chin. Point your toes. We're going to breathe in, lift into Cobra. So just take a moment here. You may like to just take the hands away from the floor just to check that you're lifting with your back and not pushing up with your hands. Again, keep the breath coming in. Draw the shoulders down. Very nice. Ground your hands once more beneath the shoulders. Push up and back into downward facing dog. Again, we're holding for 5 breaths. Very nice. And then please rest in child pose. Drop to your knees. Release your arms by your sides, palms up. And take a moment here to find your breath once more. Okay, back to all fours. Tuck your toes under, downward facing dog. Let's hold here for a moment again. Taking 5 breaths. Spine is long, feel the hands grounded, the fingernails lengthening, the fingers growing longer. Fabulous. And then extend your right leg into the air, split your downward facing dog. And if you can, sweep the right foot right through between both hands and then drop to your left knee. Point the back toe. Breathe in, sweep both hands high into crescent moon pose. Looking to the hands if that suits you, otherwise keep your gaze forwards and really feel grounded beneath the feet. The right foot, spread those toes, and the left pointed foot, feel the front of the foot. So let's ground both hands. We're going to twist to the right side, so ground the left hand and reach up with the right arm. Feel nice and open. If you can open any more, feel the back of the right hand pushing backwards, the right ribs rolling backwards as well. Very nice. And then we're going to twist the other way. So step that right hand over the right leg and then reach up with your left arm. A little bit more awkward and hopefully slightly more stretch in the groin. That breath coming in. Lovely. Ground both hands onto the shoulders. Sweep your right leg back into downward facing dog. Again, just taking 5 breaths here.
Melting the back of your heart space. Staying on the right side, we're going to extend the right leg up into the air, splitting the dog. Step the right foot through between the hands and open your body to the left side into Warrior Two. So grounding the back foot, maybe at 90 degrees to the front foot, maybe the left foot turned in slightly if the hips aren't feeling open. So sink nice and low. Nice active arms. Feel the arms reaching, lengthening from the tip of the right middle finger to the tip of the left middle finger. Lovely. So keeping the legs where they are, tilting back into Sun Warrior, straight down your left leg, reach up with the right arm, turning the palm to face your face. And just check you're still breathing. Very nice. Exhale, side ankle pose, right elbow coming to the thigh, left arm kissing the ear. We'll take 5 breaths in this higher position. And if you'd like to take another 5 breaths, maybe going lower, bring your right hand to the floor, to the left side of your right foot. If you'd like to bind, bring your left arm behind you and your right arm goes underneath the leg and catches hold of the left arm. Only if that feels good and you feel open. Otherwise, stay in that first position. Yourself. Take a moment, release back up to Warrior Two, then cartwheel your hands to the floor, return to Downward Facing Dog. Again, use this as your resting pose. Right foot faces forward, so you're going to kick out the left hip, reach right, allow the right arm to fall with gravity and lift your left arm to the sky. Using Ujjayi breath, if you know it, that sound of the sea. Going to revolve the triangle now. So bring your left hand to the right foot, turn and look over the right shoulder, reach up with the right arm or bring the right arm into the small of your back. Fabulous. Harder to breathe here, so breathe as fully as you can. And then face the floor, ground your hands onto your shoulders, sweep that right leg back, downward facing dog. Taking your breath here. So we're going to take a nice slow vinyasa in a moment after your next breath. Come into plank position. We're going to hover now in Chaturanga or drop to knees, chest, chin. And then scoop through into Cobra. Maybe a little higher in Upward Facing Dog if your back feels ready. Beautiful. Push up and back, find Downward Facing Dog. Excellent. And then take a moment in child pose. Release your breath, release your wrists. And
take a moment to notice how you feel. And then back to all fours. Tuck toes under, downward facing dog. Keep lifting that tailbone high. Keep pushing your chest towards your thighs. Still on the right side, let's reach up with the right leg, splitting your dog. This time you're going to bring the right foot to the outside of your right hand. You might need to adjust the foot and the hand slightly so you remain on your mat. So lovely high lunge now. If you'd like to go into full lizard, you're going to bring your forearms onto the floor. Only go as low as you can go. And if you need to drop to the left knee, that's fine as well. You might just get one elbow down. You may get both. Just go to where your body is telling you it goes today. Now if you'd like to add a twist, you're going to reach up with the right arm. Only go to that next stage if the body allows. Keep that breath flowing in. And maybe you're getting a bit warmer. This is a real heat generator. Lovely breathing. And ground the hands, sweep the right leg back, downward facing dog. And it can be a blissful dog, so please pedal out the heels if you need to. On your next in-breath, look forward, step or jump through. Keep looking up on the in-breath. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. Take a moment here. Find your breath once more. If you need water at any time, please grab some. Okay. So that's the right side of that standing flowing sequence. We're going to work the left side in a moment. So when you're ready, find Tadasana. Exhale, hands down, breathe in, sweep your hands high. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, looking up, extending your spine. Stepping or jumping into plank position. Holding here for a moment. Lift your tailbone nice and high. Downward facing dog, adjusting the feet if your dog feels a little long. On your next in-breath, lift the left leg and we'll sweep it through between the hands, drop to the left knee, sorry, the right knee. And when you feel established in that lunge, sweeping both hands nice and high into crescent moon pose, sinking nice and low into those hips still if that suits you. And ground your hands. We're going to add the twist now. So lift the left arm into the air. Ground the right hand. And if it's comfortable, keep pointing that back toe. Lovely. And we're twisting the other side. So step the left arm over the knee into the inside of the left foot. Reach up with the right arm. Keep that breath flowing. Bring energy in with every in-breath. And then looking to the floor, bring the hands underneath your shoulders, find downward facing dog. Warrior two, so hips and chest are side on. Lovely active arms. Nice soft shoulders, soft faces. And tilting back into Sun Warrior. Legs stay as they are. Sweep the right hand down the right leg. palm, left palm faces the face. Exhale as you flow into side angle pose, left elbow to left thigh, right arm kissing the ear, right arm extending, reaching, so you really feel that stretch in the right side body. You can remain here if you'd like to go lower and bind, drop your left hand to the floor, the right arm comes behind you towards the left back of the thigh, left arm coming between the legs to catch hold of the right arm behind you. As long as you're feeling nice and open in the side, that's what we're aiming for. So keep looking over that right shoulder. Keep breathing. And you release your bind if you're binding. Return to warrior two and cartwheel your hands to the floor. Step the left leg back, find downward facing dog again. This downward facing dog does become the resting pose. On your next in-breath, lift and split your dog, left leg lifting, and step it through between your hands. And again, start in warrior two, and then straighten both legs. Kick your right hip out, reaching left, triangle pose, left side. Wonderful. Very nice. Lovely and open. So actively reaching down with the left arm and reaching up towards the sky with the right arm. Let's revolve the triangle. Look to the left foot. Ground the right hand near to it. Lift the left arm. Look behind your left shoulder. Trying to straighten that left leg wherever possible. But keeping the knee slightly soft to protect the knee joint. Wonderful breathing. Let's ground both hands under the shoulders. Sweep the left leg back. Take a moment, maybe a blissful dog. Just release the legs, pedal out the heels. And again, we'll take a lovely slow vinyasa. So when you're ready, coming into plank position. Perfect line with the body. So if you need to step the feet back or the hands forward, fabulous. Keep squeezing the thighs together, drawing the navel in towards your spine, and then we're going to hover in Chaturanga or drop to knees, chest, chin, and then coming into Cobra, maybe Up Dog. Point those toes, feel open in the chest, dropping the shoulders down. And pushing up and back into downward facing dog. And resting into child pose. Well done. So you can release your arms down by your sides or keep them ahead of you. Release the wrists if you need to. Allow your breath to settle. And on your next breath in, come to all fours, tuck your toes under, downward facing dog. Breathe in, lift and split the left leg into the air. This time sweep it to the outside of your left hand. A lovely high lunge, and you can stay here, or if you'd like to go into full lizard, start to lay the forearms on the floor, coming nice and low. Maybe the left one isn't quite down, maybe you need to return to your palms. Please be kind to yourself. If you'd like to add a twist, lift the left arm into the air. Keep breathing here, keep pushing into the back heel to lengthen the leg. And then turn to the floor, raise yourself up, and return to downward facing dog. Lovely. On on your next in-breath, jump or step through. Keep looking up, hands on the shins or on the floor. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to the heart space. Take a moment here, notice how you feel. Please have water if you need it. We're going to take four sun salutations now. Suri Namaskara A. I'll talk you through the first one. You know this one. So bring your hands to your heart. Find your breath. You can have feet together or slightly apart. Add your Ujjayi breath if you'd like to add a bit more heat in the body. So that throat breath coming in and out through your nose. On your next in-breath, release your arms and breathe in, reach tall, lovely. Exhale, forward bend, nose to knees. Inhale, look up, extend your spine. Exhale, step or jump to plank position. Knees, chest, chin or chaturanga, press up to the floor. Inhale, point the toes, come to cobra or up dog. Exhale, tuck toes under. Downward facing dog and hold it in your dog for five breaths. After your five breaths, looking forward, stepping or jumping through. Keep looking up as you breathe in. Exhale, nose to knees. Inhale, sweep your hands high. Exhale, hands to your heart. So three more in your own time. Starting when you feel ready, you can either pause between the rounds or flow straight into the next. Extend, exhaling as you fold or lower. Easing to the ground, beautiful. Final round in your own time. It's really looking lovely and sounding good too. So really bring energy in with every in-breath. Tadasana. Tadasana is just as important a posture as all of the others. So feel strong, grounded, check that your feet are in line, and find your breath. Okay, when you're ready, we're finding the floor. So exhale, arms down by your sides, breathe in, reaching tall, maybe adding a back bend. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, looking up, extending your spine. Jumping or stepping to plank position. Take a moment in downward facing dog. And then you can either jump through or step through and come to Dandasana on the floor, on your bottoms. Extend your legs out ahead of you. So bring your arms by the size of your hips. Push into the ground. Feel the spine long and flex your feet towards you. Roll the shoulders up and round and down. Feel that whole spine lovely and long. On your next in-breath, reach up with both arms. Reach up and then fold forwards into Parshvottanasana, reaching for your toes. If you've reached beyond the toes, you might like to take hold of one wrist with the hand. If you can't quite reach the feet, bring your hands underneath the back of your legs. Every out-breath, draw yourself closer towards your thighs, your legs. On your next in-breath, look to your toes and breathe in, reaching up with both arms. Exhale down by your sides. You're bending the right leg and placing the right sole of the foot on the left inner thigh into Janu Shavasana. Breathe in, reaching tall. Keep that left leg flexed and reach for your left foot. Take another breath in, look to your toes, feel long in the spine, and then exhale, draw yourself towards the left leg. Notice how flexible you are this side, and then compare it with your other side in a moment. Use every exhalation to find softness in the whole back body. So look to your left toes, breathe in, lift the arms, exhale them down by your sides. Let's change the feet over, extend the right leg, flex that foot, and then bend the left leg, left foot to the inner thigh. Breathe in, reach tall, exhale, folding over your right leg, reaching for the foot, flexing it. Again, another opportunity to straighten the spine. So look at the toes, breathe in, and exhale, pull yourself down. And melt with every exhalation. Breathe in, look to your toes, lift your arms to the sky, exhale, arms down by your sides, extend your left leg, give your legs a little shake. And then bend both knees and place the soles of your feet on the floor and bring the heels in right towards your bottom. Give yourself a nice big squeeze. And then lift the tailbone nice and high. We're going to go into boat pose now. So extend your arms so they're parallel with one another and the floor. Tilt yourself back 45 degrees and lift the legs. They can remain bent or you can start to straighten them. Just make sure that spine remains straight. The heart shines forward and notice your breathing. Wonderful. Okay, when you're ready, drop your feet to the floor and if you can, cross your legs. You're going to ground your hands and step back into plank position, just as Alison's doing there. Jump your legs back into a plank and lift yourself up into downward facing dog. Fabulous. Pushing your chest towards your thighs. Okay, and then just come down onto all fours. We're going to bring yourself into pigeon pose. So bring the right knee towards your right wrist. Pivot the right foot towards the left wrist, and then extend your left leg behind you. So tuck the toes under, pull the leg away, and point the toe. Breathe in, look up. Sink nice and low into the hips. Keep opening the chest, opening into your heart space. Exhale, bowing now into sleeping pigeon. You can come onto your forearms or onto your hands, or the head could just simply rest its forehead on the mat beneath you. So you use your breath to just surrender the weight of your body downwards. Next breath in, lift the head, walk your hands up, find that high pigeon once more, and just take a moment here. Okay, so keeping your right leg where it is and keep the right leg bent, you're going to lean into your right hip in order for you to swing your left leg around the front body and step it over the right leg. Lovely. And if you can, turn that left foot on its side so your knees come on top of the other into cow face pose legs. Lovely. And then you're going to extend your right arm up into the air, bend the elbow, place the right palm of your hand into the middle of your shoulder blades, and bring the left arm to squeeze into the elbow. Now if you think you can catch hold and bind behind you, take your left arm behind you and try and allow the fingertips to meet. And if that doesn't quite reach, bring your left hand again to squeeze into the right elbow. Cow face pose. If you have caught hold of your fingers, then exhale, lean yourself forwards, just melt into the hips once more. A little bit of a deeper stretch. And then breathe in, lift the body, release your arms. And we're just going to take a twist here. So bring your right hand onto the left knee, look over the left shoulder. Twist all the way over to the other side. Right hand coming behind you. Just use your out breath to twist a little bit deeper. And releasing into all fours position, and then coming up to downward facing dog. And it can be a nice blissful dog. Heels, wonderful. Left-sided pigeon now, so you might like to come to all fours first, then bring your left knee towards your left wrist and your foot towards your right wrist. Then scoot that right leg back, extend, 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 point that toe, breathe in, look up, feel the heart opening. So consciously rotate the hips, roll the left hip down so both hips are parallel with the floor beneath you. Maybe the other side, Jane. And melting forward, surrender that pigeon down. That's it. And use your exhalation to surrender and let go into this stretch of the hips where we can hold a lot of tension. On your next breath in, lift the head, lift the heart. Going to lean into the left hip, keep the left leg where it is, sweep the right leg all the way around the front, step the right foot over the left knee, and you may like to turn it on its side and bring one knee on top of the other. Now if the ankles have come off the mat, shift yourself right a little bit. And this time it's the left arm that's reaching up, bend at the elbow, squeeze the elbow with your right arm, left palm in the center of the shoulder blades, maybe binding by bringing the right arm behind you, catching hold of the fingers. If that side doesn't work, use your right hand again to squeeze into that left elbow. And if you have caught hold of your fingers, exhale, folding forwards, melting down, surrender a bit deeper into the hips. Breathe in, centre yourself, release the bind of the arms. Let's add a twist. So bring your left hand onto your right knee, look over the right shoulder. Feel the spine lifting every time you breathe in and twisting a little deeper every time you breathe out. Return to centre. Let's bring the twist all the way around to the left side, left fingertips to the floor, right hand on the perhaps the floor or on your knee. Again, twisting with every exhalation. And releasing. Ground your hands. Step or jump back to plank and then downward facing dog, or ease yourself to all fours. Tuck your toes under, find down dog. And then again, come to seated staff pose, Dandasana. So you can jump through, sit on your bottom, extend your legs. Bend your right knee and just place the right foot beside your knee. Keep the knee up, lovely. And you're going to breathe in, reach up, and then you're going to reach to the inside of your right knee towards the left leg and catch it there, lovely. Now you may like to bind, so if your right shoulder is lower than your right knee, you're going to turn your right hand so the thumb turns down, then you're going to bend the elbow and bring it around the front of the knee, and then you can bring your left hand behind your back and catch hold of your right hand. Fabulous. And keep drawing your nose towards the left knee, wherever you are. And flex that left leg and the toes towards you. Breathe in, look up, release your bind. Let's change the legs over. So extend your right leg, bend your left knee, place the left foot beside your right knee. Breathe in, reach up with both arms, come to the inside of the left leg, reach for your right foot. And again, if your left shoulder is lower than your knee, turn your left hand so the thumb is down, the palm faces the left side, bend the elbow, bring both hands behind you, the left arm in front of the left knee. Draw the nose still towards that right knee, softening with every exhale. Gently release. Give your legs a shake and scoot towards the front edge of your mat. And then with control, just easing down onto your backs. Softening, melting back. And when you reach the floor, give yourself a hug in Apanasana and gently rock from side to side. Gently shake out the legs, shake out your arms like a beetle trapped on its back. Please listen to your body. There's a free posture now, so if you'd like to take it, you may need a twist, a stretch, or you may just like to simply lay in Shavasana. We're going to work towards relaxation now. So just listen to what your body needs. So essentially the 20 minute practice is the warm up and the standing postures until you come to the Surya Namaskara A. So there, a pause point. And if you wanted to do the full hour practice, you could include the closing postures, the seated postures, once you're warm. Okay, we'll have a relaxation. It's lying back when you're ready. Finding a neutral position. And today's relaxation is a visualization based on a walk in the country. So allow your breath to settle now. Just let it go and allow the body to just be. Visualize a blue sky. Different shades of blue. The healing colour of blue. The blue sky. Be aware of the sun shining down on your body. The golden yellow sun, the energy, the vitality. Be aware of gentle moving clouds, fluffy clouds hanging like cotton wool, clouds drifting. Be aware of passing green fields, the freshness. Feel the colour green drenching the body. Breathe green. Approach a kissing gate and gently lift the latch. Walk through the gate and find yourself in a field of bright crimson red poppies. Be aware of the tall green stems, the central black eye, the delicate petals, a field of crimson. Feel the bright red lift the spirit and feel a surge of joy. You hear the sound of running water. Approach a gentle stream. Feel the coolness in the air. The clarity, the energy, and be aware of the gentle sound of Om. In the distance, you hear the sound of church bells chiming. Stop for a moment and listen to the slow, clear chime. A small church appears, very pretty, very old. Enter the church. It is empty and quiet. Take a seat and breathe in the peace and tranquility. Feel the presence of all the souls who have gone before you, walked the same path, the same walk as all of us, seeking peace and stillness. And rest for a while and enjoy the stillness. Slowly and without disturbing yourself too much, bring your attention to your body once more. Slowly move the toes, feet and ankles, the fingertips, hands and wrists. You may like to turn your head from side to side. You may like a stretch. You may like to hug your knees in. Just listen to what your body needs at this time. When you're ready, bend your knees, ease over onto your side, and take a moment here to observe how you're feeling. Coming up to a comfortable seated position. Okay, we'll bring some breath back into the body now. So with a lovely straight spine, breathe in, reaching up with the arms, exhaling, palms down, and two more. Namaste.